me. And I know how to handle it. 305 from Miami. How you mad when you had your chance? Y'all better stop playing. I'll take your man.
Good evening. Welcome back to our broadcast, Daddy G, with your host, Lexus of Mylead. Today, we are here with Gabe to discuss stories about the future and what he has to say about the present. Gabe, what's your opinion on the future slash present?
I believe that knowing the future will give us a huge advantage in how we can fix future mistakes or prevent them.
Please describe what you mean.
Well, if we have knowledge or predictions on the future, we can always change something to help, fix, or prevent.
Like Back to the Future?
Yes, very much. But knowing too much can create too many bad things.
How would you feel about the government having control of everything? People's personalities, life in general?
I would feel powerless. You wouldn't have a way to express feelings. In 2081, they show where if you weren't beautiful enough, they would place a mask on over your head. That's just wrong. Everything would be boring.
Then what would you do to prevent the government from doing all that?
I feel like I would want to tell people to advocate to spread the message of self-expression, so more open-minded. People such as liberals and run for spots in the government. We can't have these old white men making all our decisions. Sponsored message. GEICO will save you 15% more on life insurance to prevent alternate realities from killing you.
If we did have the knowledge of the future, would that create any alternate realities?
Possibly so. The thing about time is confusing. What we do know now to prevent or fix may create a new past and make it our present. In all safety, we should do nothing with time to prevent or fix. We should live in the now and fix on the way. Quote from Back to the Future, your future hasn't been written yet. No one's has. Your future is whatever you make it, so make it a good one.
Birthday, it's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in St. Louis.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. Yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty.
Hey, for joining us. We would like to hear more from you.
Yes, thank you.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker fair. For real, you the only father that I ever